Hello, and welcome to the first virtual meditation on the Psalms. Thanks for tuning in as we adjust our lives in these uncertain times. Psalms 120 through 134 are collectively known as the Songs of Ascents. God commanded the men of Israel, who would regularly bring their families with them, to appear in Jerusalem three times a year for the three major festivals. In Deuteronomy 16:16, it says, three times a year all your males shall appear before the Lord your God at the place that he will choose, at the feast of unleavened bread, at the feast of weeks, and at the feast of booths. Now these songs of ascents would be sung and recited by the Israelites as they made their pilgrimage to Jerusalem from various parts of Israel. They are songs of ascent because Jerusalem sits on a hill above the surrounding terrain, so pilgrims ascended to the city. These 15 psalms were not necessarily written for this particular purpose of pilgrimage, but they became the shared psalms of the journey. Like many of the individual psalms, the author, date, and circumstances of their original writings are largely unknown. However, their use for the pilgrimage to Jerusalem does provide some background on why these particular psalms were chosen. So keeping this journey in mind will help us as we study these songs of ascents. Now, while it would make sense to start with Psalm 120, given the present circumstances, we're going to jump ahead to Psalm 121 and come back to Psalm 120 later. The reasoning should become apparent as we go along. Let me start by reading all eight verses of the psalm. My reading and the slides are from the English Standard Version. Psalm 121 says, I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Now, as we heard, Psalm 121 starts this way. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? The pilgrimage to Jerusalem could be dangerous, as the hills provided lairs for robbers and thieves. One can imagine an Israelite having some anxiety about what might lie in wait in the hills for him and his family, and then wondering from where help might come. When dangers worry us, or we're struck by fear, we too ask and look around in every direction for help. In these current circumstances, we may be asking questions like this. What if I or someone I love gets the coronavirus? What if I can't work and fall behind financially? And there are many other things we may worry about or may be overcome with fear about. But the psalmist knows where his help comes from in verse 2. He says, my help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Help comes from the one who made the very hills the pilgrim is anxious about. Help comes from the maker of heaven and earth. The implication is that the only true and living God controls what he has made. He is able to intervene. And that reality is still true today. The government is not our ultimate helper. The healthcare system is not our ultimate helper, nor is any other human institution. God may use those entities, but they don't provide permanent, lasting help. Only God does. The psalmist then continues in verses 3 and 4, where he says, "He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." Now, given what he knows of God, the psalmist is confident. The Lord does not slumber nor sleep. He is on the job 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God watches over and protects both his people collectively as a group and each individual that makes up that group. The Lord as keeper is stated throughout the rest of the psalm, three more times in verses 5 through 8. As the psalm continues, it reveals a very personal, living, and active help that God provides. If you are a child of God through faith in Jesus, God is keeping you, protecting you, and watching over you. That's stated plainly and clearly in the next verse, verse 5. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord protects his people from the heat of the day, the pressures that we feel as if the sun is beating down on us. Now, shade from moonlight might sound strange, but the psalmist is using a literary tool. By using two opposite but parallel items, in this case the sun and the moon, the psalmist is implying totality, everything in between. God shades us from the perils of both day and night. What is seen in daylight and what is unseen in the night. Here we can remember the context of a pilgrim and his family traveling to Jerusalem both day and night. The closing verses of the psalm expand God's protection from a pilgrim's journey to Jerusalem to all of life, our very existence and being, even into eternity. Verse 7 says, "The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life." Now, the phrase "keeping you from all evil" does not mean problem-free living, but instead it sees life from an eternal perspective. Jesus told his disciples in John chapter 16, verse 33, "I've said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Jesus also says to his followers in Luke chapter 21, verses 16 through 18, he says, "You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. And some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your lives. Now, how can Jesus say one hair of your head won't perish, while some of you they will put to death? Well, Jesus here is contrasting eternal life with earthly life. Again, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, he says, "And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Now, as we go back to Psalm 121, we see the final verse, verse 8, says, "The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore." The phrases "going out" and "coming in" is another use of two opposite but parallel items implying totality, everything in between. The Lord will keep you as you venture out for business, education, even the grocery store. God will keep you as you live at home with your family. God will keep you as you go out in the morning and come home in the evening. He keeps us all the time. For the pilgrim, God will keep him on the way to Jerusalem, while in Jerusalem, and on the way home, and when he arrives there. Not only does God watch over his children in this life, from this time forth, but he keeps them forevermore. Here is a third pair of opposite but parallel items implying totality. God keeps his children in this life and into the next life in eternity. In Psalm 121, God is described as our maker, our helper, our keeper. When dangers worry us or we're struck with fear, we can look to the true and living God, the one who made everything and continues to control it all. God does not sleep. He does not slumber. He shades us from the perils of the day and the night and everything in between. We will face trials and tribulation, but Jesus has overcome the world, and so have we through faith in him. The Lord keeps us as we go out and as we come in. He keeps us in the present time and will do so forevermore. The Lord is our keeper. It's difficult for us to rid ourselves of anxiety and fear. So let us remember that God keeps watch over his children unceasingly. This week, praise God for his unceasing protection, care, and concern for you and for others. Give him your anxieties and your fears in prayer. Turn them over to him. This week, I encourage you to regularly reflect on Psalm 121 and how it speaks to our hearts. I pray that this psalm will be a blessing to you. Until next time, or his return, the Lord be with you. Amen.